Let's go back inside the Aris HaTayrim. Perek Beis, Seif Dalet, Hei Yud Zayin. In order to fully understand this, we'll have to learn at least one perek from the Nefesh HaChayim, maybe a little bit more. But first, let's try to go through the words and what we could take from it. We'll try, as always. It's very hard to understand. We can only try our best and then to fill in, maybe to get help. Torah Lishma is the subject that Rav Kook is focusing on. Really, it's the entire Sefer. But here at the beginning, Rav Kook is telling us different ways to be Isaac and Torah Lishma, or different manifestation of Torah learning when it's done on the highest level, when it's Torah Lishma. Echad mehadrochim shel Eisak haTorah Lishmahu. One of the ways of learning Torah Lishma. Echad mehadrochim shel Eisak haTorah Lishma is lahashir es Knesset Yisrael the kaiches ruchaniyim gedolim. One of the signs of Torah Lishma, and one of the outcomes, one of the beautiful outcomes of a Jew learning Torah Lishma, is that it enriches. Laha'ashir es Knesset Yisrael. It enriches Knesset Yisrael. The Karchis Ruchaniyim Gedolim. He specifically uses the description of us as Knesset Yisrael. We'll see why more. We'll see more about that later. Lahashir es Knesset b'koyches ruchanim gedolim, with great spiritual koyches, to enrich and to strengthen the Jewish people with great, great koyches. What does that mean? So he explains, v'kol mashim esraba or haTorah. The more the light of Torah is increased, the more it's increased, meaning people sitting and learning Torah, whether it's in your neighborhood, in your shul in your neighborhood, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, in London, in Paris, there are yidden that are sitting and learning. A person sitting and learning in a cave someplace, in the middle of nowhere. But what Rav Kook is saying is, Kol mashim es rabba or haTorah, the more the light of Torah is increased, v'ima chibosa uchvayda, and together with that, the great love and honor of Torah is increased and is strengthened. Even b'leiv echad miYisrael, even in the heart of one Jew, b'leiv echad miYisrael, in the heart of one Jew, the person himself is learning. Not even talking about learning with somebody else. I'm not even talking about going and giving a shiur. Going out and reaching out and to speaking to people. We're talking about b'leiv echad miYisrael, even the person himself. That the more the light of Torah is increased, and the love and the honor, even in the heart of one Jew, The koach hayisodi, the underlying basic strength of the entire nation, is strengthened. Meaning, on a very simple level, there are people who think that what's the tachlis of all these people are sitting and learning? We've all heard this time and time again. Why should I support this Beis Medrash? Why should I support this Kailan? If it's my brother-in-law, it's my nephew, or it's my this or my that, so maybe it's a Parnassa. But why do I have to worry about and think about and be preoccupied with this whole business of how many Jews are sitting and learning Torah? And what's a shaychus to me? And what is this person doing for Klal Yisrael that I should even invest in him? People nowadays are very, very practical. And they want to do good things with their money. And you tell them, you come to me and say, listen, Rabbi, we have a beautiful kollel in Chayis and Beit Shemesh. What do you have over there? We have 12 guys. It turns out that they're renting one table in some shul over there. They have a table. And they're learning Torah. Serious people. And they're learning Torah in a deep and serious way. So this practical business person could very well think, what kind of, I have a respect. I always start off by saying, I have tremendous respect, and it's very beautiful. But honestly, what am I getting for my investment? I'm investing in what? In these 12 guys. What exactly is it? Well, what does it do? If you tell me it's building up the community of Beit Shemesh somehow, you could show me. So that's why now with the Kailama, after when they come to raise money, they always have to show that they're involved in Kiruv and that they have they give out food for Shabbos, because otherwise they're not going to get too many customers, because you have to show you have a side act, you got something going on. We help the poor. We're going out and we're involved in Kiruv. The truth is, which Rav Kook is saying, is that if we would see how those people who are seriously learning Torah, obviously, as I always say, I'm talking about people who are seriously learning Torah, not talking about guys, God forbid, that should be doing something else, and they're just afraid and they're sitting there and wasting time, God forbid. But those who are sincere, and be'emes, are learning Torah, lishma. Really, they're really learning Torah, lishma. And also they should have in mind that every moment of learning that they're learning, every moment is for this purpose also, with everything else that we've been learning, until now, and we will learn, is what? Lahashir is Knesset Yisrael. To enrich and to strengthen Knesset Yisrael, that's speaking about the Jewish people and their root in Shemayim, of who they are. In other words, when a Jew is learning, when a Yid is learning, Be'emes, that Yid is giving a charge, a zap, and a charge to the Shoresh of Knesset Yisrael in the universe. So that sweet younger man, that little kollel in Beit Shemesh, or whatever else it might be, or in Eilat, or in Chicago, or in Los Angeles, whatever that is, they're doing a lot for the Jewish people. They're doing a tremendous amount for the Jewish people. Could be they're doing a lot more for the Jewish people than we're doing. That we're doing when we sit around reading the newspapers and getting all upset about how things are terrible and writing out a check every now and then. Who knows? I shouldn't say who knows. It's not a mystery. The ikar hashpa of a Jew in this world is the limud Torah. That he could affect the olamos, the world above, and to give strength to Knesset Yisrael. Even a person, you remember the famous Israeli general Moshe Dayan, you remember. So, everybody knows that he was not... what? He was not a person who had any connection to Torah mitzvahs. That's something he didn't hide. And yet, that same Moshe Dayan fought so that the guys could be able to, the guys that in yeshiva, that they should stay in yeshiva. He believed that they should stay in yeshiva and not come to the battlefield. He agreed. And this is what I heard. I didn't read this, I didn't read his memoirs or anything like that, and I'm not interested. But what I heard is that, at the time, is that he said that we can fight in the Golan and in the Galil and in the, wherever we have to, and we could fight if there are boys that are fighting in the yeshiva and learning. That's what he said. He had such a musig, a completely secular person, but a musig like that. But the understanding, if we would understand what Rav Kook is saying, and if we would believe in this Be'emuna Shleima, we would kiss the feet of all those who are learning Torah. We would kiss their feet. And we wouldn't see, as many people think, who are not growing up among B'nai Torah, many of these people think that they use such things like, I heard terms like bench warmers and batlanim and wasting time. And what are they sitting there? Go out and do something. Go out and do something. Contribute to the Jewish people like me. Look, I buy the herring every once a month for my shul. You should also do something. The guy sitting and learning all day. I'm talking about, again, sincere ben Torah. A sincere ben Torah. Whether it's a bacher, whether it's an older person. Lahashir is knesial b'koiches ruchniyim gedoylam. There are some people that, with God's help, they were blessed by Hashem and they used their wealth. Lahashir is knesial b'gashmis. They use their wealth to support the Jewish people with food and with clothing, and it's a tremendous bracha. And those are very, very holy Jews that are using their wealth in the right way. And and what about these Talmidei Chachamim or these Bnei Torah? Not Talmidei Chachamim, but person who's sitting and learning. So he's not supporting Klal Yisrael. So that's what Kook says. L'hashir k'nesel b'koiches ruchniyim gedoylim. That person who's Isaac and Torah Lishma is enriching the Jewish people with great spiritual koiches. The truth is, we're going to see physical things too. Great physical brachas come from that as well. But the main thing is, kol mashem esrabo or haTorah, the more the light of Torah is increased, v'ima chibosu chvayta, and with it, the great love and honor of Torah, obviously, b'nei Torah, those who study Torah, acting in a way that's a Kiddush Hashem, and living as real, real b'nei Torah, even if it's b'lev echad mi Yisrael, in the heart of one Jew, b'lev echad mi Yisrael. This brings to a strengthening of the underlying koyach of the entire Jewish people. So you'll never know and you'll never see. Besides the koyachas haruchniyim, people who, God forbid, are not well, that person has a yeshua. You thought the yeshua came from this or from that. Really, the yeshua came from somebody sitting and learning. And it doesn't mean that he is necessarily sitting and learning as a schus for this person, or l'shem this person. That's a very, very big thing. But from that person learning. You don't know how these things work. All the entire reality of Knesset Yisrael, which is the shurish of the Jewish people in Shemayim, is strengthened. Is energized. And the little personal, private neshama of this Jew who's sitting and learning, who would never imagine, would never dream of the effect that he's having on the universe, which we'll see in the Nefesh HaChayim, on the universe, on the whole world. No, the universe is bigger than the world. And everything. The hashpah that he has, he doesn't think of it. He's trying to figure out the Blad Gemara. He's trying to understand the Rashi or something. And he's sitting, he's learning Torah Lishma. So this neshama pratish shel zeh ha'ish, this little neshama of this Yid, who's learning, ha'poyel bracha klol izu, who's bringing about this great general blessing for the universe. It's not only for Jews. It's more directly reaching into the Shorash of Knesset Yisrael, but we understand that when that happens, the Mimele of the world is blessed. The Nivichu B'cha, Kol Mishpachais Adam. We don't have to go a parasha back or a parasha forward. It's in this parasha. The Nivichu B'cha, Kol Mishpachais Adam. The Heyei Bracha. V'hayei bracha. The whole world. The whole world is able to exist. Is v'nivichu b'cha kol mishpacha yisra adam. That's what the very first thing he told Avraham Avinu was such a thing. He mitzad atzma. So this neshama of this yid that's sitting and learning, whose poil brocha klolos, who was bringing about this great, unbelievable brocha to the whole mitzias. What about him? He mitzad atzma gam kemis gadelus misaderes. Don't worry, he's not left behind. This neshama of this person who's learning is of course misgadelus umishaderes. It becomes greater and more beautiful. He's not thinking about that. He's just trying to be. He's trying to be an elochid and to learn. To give nachasuach to the Baruch Shalom, that should be an Eved Hashem. But the emphasis is, he mitzad atzma gam kein misgadelus umisaderes, way beyond any strength that it had on its own. It's misgadelus umisaderes, becomes greater and more beautiful. There was a father who was telling me the other day that his 10-year-old son already is wondering, what connection do I have between this Gemara that I'm learning and my life? Started off early, this boy, a little bit. So he's already wondering. He doesn't have a cheshek for Gemara. He doesn't know what is this. We're going to talk much more about this in the next parak, the next prakim. But what is this? What am I doing? What am I sitting here making these chilukim, understanding and trying to figure out, and to chazer, and to, what am I doing? What am I accomplishing? A person, even from a young age, wants to feel a sense of accomplishment. And when he's studying Lahavdil, when he's studying history, if he's interested in it, so he feels that he's being informed and educated, and he enjoys that subject, and if it's an interesting teacher, the teacher could show the relevance between what once was in America and how things developed and unfolded in America. Even if he's not particularly interested in history, in American history, but he knows that he has to go through school. And ever since he's in school, they're telling him, you better do well or else you're never going to get a job and your whole family's going to starve and we're not taking care of you, and so on and so forth. So he knows there's a tachlis, even though we can't figure out exactly maybe when it comes to why is it that my tachlis depends on Thomas Jefferson or anything like that. But he understands that, and he feels as a person in America some relevance, and it's interesting. But when it comes to his learning, well, he wants to be a good Jew. And he says, I'd like to be a good Jew. And I love Jews, and I want to be part of the Jewish people. I just don't get what this is all about. I just don't get it. Like, what is all of this? And nobody ever tells us. No one ever explains to us. A, how each person who's sitting and learning is doing so much for the Jewish people, is doing just so much for the world, and B, what he's doing for himself, and to learn the sugya of what Torah means for himself. He might be hearing 1,000 shmuzen on how smart you have to learn it, and each time he hears another shmuz, he's thinking, I gotta get out of this. They're crazy. Every shmuz. And if you ask a bracha, did you hear any shmuz about anything else when you're growing up? A lot of the bracha will say, no, just about how you have to learn. And no one ever said, like, what's that doing? What does that mean? If it's a question of being informed, so he says, I'm not, I'll let somebody else paskin. I'm not getting too far in any of this. Last year I did 9 blot, this year I'm up to 10 blot. I don't remember anything from last year. I don't remember what I learned yesterday. So then we're going to hear shmuz about chazara. I never chazed that shmuz, so I don't remember it anyway tomorrow. And then I'm going like this, right? Another shit, another thing, another. Uh, We need something to show the kids and the adults how the neshama is misgadelus misaderus. What effect it has upon their own neshamas. Besides the bracha klolus, the general bracha that draws into the world. And to learn this sugi in a very deep way, instead of just saying over some shmuz about how you have to learn. Why do I have to learn? Can you imagine if there would be boys that would actually have the guts to ask that? They wouldn't stay in yeshiva too long. Why? Just ask that big question. Why? What am I doing for other people with this? And what am I doing for myself? These are the big questions. What am I doing for other people? What am I doing for myself? Of course, we'll see more about this. Mishtalemis umispe'eris. The soul of this person becomes, it's mishtalemis, it becomes perfected, becomes more whole. Umispe'eris. And is glorified. Ba'anofim rabim v'ananim. With many branches, ranana means vibrant and fresh, like a tree, branches that grow out way beyond the Gemara that he's learning, way beyond the pasuk that he's figuring out, way beyond. Banofim rabim rananim, from him that come out, ranan means something which is fresh and alive, branches that grow out of that limud haTorah, from this neshama of this person. And what happens with these branches? Umishalachas sharoshim rabim va'adirim. And the branches of this neshama, of this yid, like a branch of a tree, you know, when it goes down and it touches, and then from there something else grows. When it touches the ground, so whatever goes there, so it brings the more gidulim. So too, Rav Kook says, Mishtalemus umisperis banofim rabim va'anonim. There are many branches. Living branches, fresh branches that come out, that grow out of this yid's neshama from his learning. Umshalachas sharoshim rabim vadim, and it sends roots, many great and powerful roots. And where do they go, these roots that come out from the branches of this guy who is learning? Where do they go? Umishtareshes al yodam b'shar she'etz achaim. Ha'amitim. These branches grow out from his neshama and connect his neshama, which becomes rooted in the roots, the sharshe eitz achaim, the tree of life. The tree of life, the root of all the nishmas Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. Mishtereshes al yodim b'shor she'etz achaim ha'amitim. There's a lot of Kabbalah here. We're not holding with these things. Just to try to understand the Namajai. Mishtereshes al yodim b'shor she'etz achaim ha'amitim. This yid, through his limud haTorah, is reaching out and reaching down into the roots of the tree of life of the entire Jewish people and, in effect, the entire world. That in proportion to the pureness and the strength of this particular neshama, of this Jew, of this person who's learning, of this neshama, in the different madrigas, depending upon who this person is that's learning in kfi taharasa ugvarasa of this neshama. Takir v'sochus as oimek noyim tamam shalachaim ha'musham halola. The person will come, depending upon his own greatness, this person will come to recognize and to feel and to sense the deep sweetness of the taste of this enriched life that comes as a result of his learning. He won't remain oblivious to it. He in his own life, depending upon how sincere his learning is, and the madrega of who he is as a person, he will, over time, come to recognize and to feel oimek noam ta'amam, the depths of the pleasantness, of the sweetness, of the taste, of that life, the life of the Eitz HaChaim, to feel a deep, deep, sweet connection to the Sherish of the Jewish people. Hamusharim Halalu, that's enriched, here's with an aleph, but means joyous and beautiful. He'll feel that. He'll sense that. And that is the reason why those people who pour their entire heart and soul into learning, and they're learning lishma, not to impress anybody, not to make a name for himself, but be'emes, be'emes lishma, that there's such a connection between that person and an Amcha Beis Yisrael, and the Jewish people, and even the Jews on the street who are far, far removed from Limud HaTorah. And that's what Mendel Vitebsky was saying, how Isaac, how Limud Torah Lishma, he was accusing the Lomdim over there in Shklov, when he gave that drush we began with last year. Mendel Vitebsky said, it says in the Mishnah, you Limud Torah Lishma, you learn Torah Lishma. If a person's learning is in a way of making himself great, and not in this way of making the Jewish people great, of lahashir es knesses yisrael bekoiches, to give energy to the Jewish people, but the Torah is completely for himself, so that's not Torah Lishma. And when a person's Torah is not Torah Lishma, then it doesn't send out branches to become enrooted in the Eitz HaChaim, the Tree of Life. It just doesn't. And therefore, the connection that many of these people have to the Jewish people could be very, very weak. Nowadays, you could find, unfortunately, and it's very sad to say this, but you could find even people who are Rosh Yeshivas that don't have a clue of what regular Jews are about. Not a clue. But then when you look at Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, you look at the Satmar Rav Chusei Yelena, the Chofetz Chaim, these are people who were infinitely greater than the Heintek of these Rosh Yeshivalach. And they felt inside of them, every Jew, a love of Jews, a connection to Jews. They understood what was hurting Jews, even though it was a Pella, like I mentioned this about the Pesetz, not the Hilul, it's a Pella. What did the Satmar Rav have with the street? What Shaykhs did he have with the street? When did he go? Where was he? And Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, these tzaddikim. And it's a pella, if you think about it. When you look back and realize what Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov and the Klozenberg and Lubavitch, these tzaddikim, and Lubavitch was already exposed to the Western world, but when you talk about Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, and the Satmar, these people, the Klozenberg, no shaykhs to the world. And yet, they had a deep understanding of what was going on here in America. And it always amazes me. You can get some American Rosh Hashiva who's playing stickball and handball for the first 15 years of his life. But he happens to be a very brilliant person. He learned better than the rest of the guys, and now he's Rosh Hashiva. Doesn't have a clue. He grew up in America. And he thinks that the biggest problem that's troubling the youth in the yeshivas is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Not that half of them are getting drunk Friday night someplace. There's not a clue. Totally clueless. I've spoken to people like this. And they look at me like I'm crazy. I say, you know, there are problems over here. Problems. Then they start talking to you in Yiddish. And you just say, you know, you grew up in Brooklyn, I grew up in Queens. Can we just get straight to the English? You know, it's easier for me, it's easier for you. Let's just drop that business. Yeah, talk Mamalush in English, you know. You're a Yankee fan, I'm a Yankee fan. We have a lot in common. You know, don't start with that business, the Rosh Yeshiva. Just talk straight. You understand what's happening to your boys. Don't you see the look in their eyes? Don't you understand why is it that they're leaving? Sure, I understand. The internet. No. Why are they interested in the internet? Where's the understanding of other Jews? The Torah says that a lot of these people have no branches that reach out into the Eitz HaChaim of Knesset Yisrael. Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, the Klozenberg, the Sadm, all the Tzaddikim, the Blushev, their branches were long and strong and beautiful with fruits and flowers and gorgeous, and reached into the heart of every Jew. And they were able to feel the pain of American kids, even though they didn't know a word of English. And they had no hasaga intellectually of what it means to be in this place here where we are now, and yet they could understand. Reb Shraga Feifer Mendelovich, who came to America from Hungary, where did he come from? What did he ever see in his life? He came here, so there's a bacha that's having a hard time. So he told another bacha, take him to the Brooklyn Dodger game. Now, if you would suggest such a thing, forget about being off the Moed Gedolei Torah. That's not even a shayla. You already be a shagitz. Reb Shraga Feifer used to give money to go take him to a Dodger game, take him to a Yankee game. He needs a little bit of chiyus, a little bit of chizuk. Didn't speak any English, Mr. Mendelovich. Didn't speak any English. But he understood. Where did it come from? It came from Torah. When a person is Torah Lishma, Zechot Varm Hadei, and Megadon Lo Yirozei Torah, Rozei Torah, the secret of Torah means the secret of Jews. Just like Aaron HaKohen was able to read the Urim V'Tumim, he was right, because he wore the Chayshin. He understood the hearts of the Jewish people. He wore it on his heart, and he understood the hearts of other Jews. The Varech Hazal Mitzvah, the Ahava. And therefore he could read what was in a Jewish heart. He understood what was hurting a person. And he went and he made shalom between husbands and wives and friends. He made shalom. He understood. Not some person that's very smart and knows how to learn. He sits signing all kinds of kol kareis in the yeshiva, you know, writing things. He was never out in the street, never spoke to people, never shaykhs to people. Which itself doesn't possible a person. But if the Torah is not a Torah which is the emes and lishma, then the roots don't connect to the other Jewish people. They just don't connect. He's not connected to the Eitz HaChai. He's connected to the Eitz HaDas. The Eitz HaDas is the tree of information. He knows how to learn. He can say a gevaldig shir. He says a terrific shir. He says a lomdish shir. And there are certainly a group of people that are benefiting from that, and they're gaining from that, and they love it. And he says the lomdis. But he doesn't even see that half of the guys over there, they're not interested. And that in a year or two, that not being interested is going to lead them to other things. Doesn't see. Would never even notice it in a million years. He thinks that everybody is into it and everybody there, and if someone's not, it's chasarin in him, of course. He doesn't belong in the yeshiva, send him to the other guy's yeshiva. Not to my yeshiva. Send him to the other yeshiva. I'm a big Talmud Chacham, he doesn't appreciate me. That's what someone just told me when he was talking about this. He said with their son, so he went to speak to the Rebbe about how his son is not into it, but he's into everything else in school. You know, he's not into the Gemara. So the Rebbe's answer to that was, I'm learning on a very hard level. Okay. In other words, I'm learning on a very hard level, and you have to be a very, very, you know, you have to be a very, very special, right person to be able to learn from me. It's a good thing Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. He never would have come down. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu said that to Klal Yisrael. Sorry, go to another yeshiva. There's no other High Sinai. I don't know where to go. There's the only High Sinai over here. May I have to go there? Our High Sinai is for Mitzuyonim. This High Sinai is for Mitzuyonim, for Balei Kishon. And then you go and tell the, and then you go tell the yeshiva, you know, that Bach is totally off, and he's that's what he's up to, and this and that, and drinking and drugs and meidlach and devil. It's a shame. It's a big shame. Hope somebody's makar of him. Hope somebody's makar of him. You wouldn't get more than a 30-second audience with that person anyway, and he's busy preparing shit to kill some more guys. it's a terrible description of only a few people. I'm not saying this is widespread, God forbid. But even one person, even one person, and it's more than one person, oblivious. So how come the Klausenberger can understand Americans? I remember that one of Rav Soloveitchik's students told me that Rabbi Yosher Ber came to America. He memorized in a few minutes, and whatever they gave him, he asked someone to give him a book with all the statistics of baseball, from all the different to explain to him what it means, an average and this and that, and the pitchers and the batters, and he memorized it all. He read the book and he memorized it, and then someone would say a batter. He says, "Oh, he batted 285." And he said, what's the personal, what are you Isaac in this? So he said, I see here in America that's their sprach, that the boys, like, they're very, that this means a lot to them, and I need to be able to talk a little bit, to understand. And I mentioned this in the past, where I grew up in my neighborhood, there was the person who I went to daven, who I learned, and we're still very, very close. He's a Rebbe and friend of mine. And he used to ask us, we used to give him books. I'm telling you the truth. There's a friend of mine, my friend was studying, was majoring, was going to medical school, or was pre-med, still in college. And so the Rebbe in the shtiebel said, "Give me a few of your books, let me see what you're doing." And then he's a brilliant person. A few days later, he gives him back the books, and he's totally conversant in this stuff. And by each of us in a different way, a shaychus, a kesher, a love, it was unbelievable. And he was so far from it. If you'd have ever thought that he was Isaac in these things, he wasn't. But he wanted to understand what are the boys, what is it, what makes you tick, what are you thinking about, what are you studying, what are you doing with your lives. He wanted to understand. He didn't feel that he could. He could help us or talk to us if he didn't have a hergish, what it is. The root, the branches reach out from such a person. They reach out and they go into the, and they connect to the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim is Knesset Yisrael. And the Ganlei Rozei Torah, the person understands what's bothering this. That's what we said about the Pesach Etznah. He's a Kaddish and a Torah. He understand problems that other people have and so on. And we saw that the Eitzes that these people gave, the Satan Rebbe and the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov and these Tzaddikim, the Eitzes, they give unbelievable Eitzes. Unbelievable Eitzes. And even though the Alman Yisrael is not, God forbid, that we don't have, there's always someone to go to, but then you hear sometimes things that, advice that, someone goes and they speak to a Shiva, somebody now, and the advice that he's giving is like the hapechu for that person, is what's going on and what that person is all about. Then no balabos would ever say such a thing to somebody. What kind of an age is that? They know how to learn, but the learning is not lishma. And that's the hardest thing. If the learning is not lishma, then the branches don't reach out. And the branches don't reach into the shayrish of Knesset Yisrael, into the Eitz HaChaim. And the learning is an Eitz HaDa'as learning. A chiddush in a Taisa is a chiddush. But to be mechadish something in a Jewish boy, in your student, or a chiddush in a Yid that comes to you, no chiddushim. Not for era chiddushim. They don't understand the pshat in that Gemara. They understand the pshat of that other Jew. Forget about a chiddush. I'm not talking about a taisus. They understand the pshat of that Jew. And anybody who loves that person understands more of what that person is about. And that shouldn't be that way. If a person is learning Torah l'shma, then this is what happens. Mushalach ha-sharoshim rabim v'adir mishtereshes al-yadim b'sharoshim etz ha-chaim ha-amitiyim. It's mishtareshes. His neshama becomes rooted deep into the roots of the tree of life, the true tree of life, which is Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Shekefi tarosu gevros ataki v'sachus, and the fringe benefit that comes out of all of that is, in addition to everything else, the neshama of this yid that's learning lishma according to its level of pureness and strength, recognizes and senses and feels the deep, sweet taste of that wonderful life of the Jewish people of Knesset Yisrael. Feels that. And feels the effect and the influence of Limud HaTorah, not just over the minds of the students that he's sitting with and explaining and talking, but over the Jewish people. And he ends with a pasuk in Shir Shem, a hard pasuk, and the whole Shir Shem is hard. With this pasuk, Rav Kook takes us, you know, he oftentimes ends with a sentence from Chazal or a pasuk, and that sentence and that pasuk it brings it all together. And here it's very hard to understand. Rav Kook brings a pasuk that binds together, that makes a connection between the past, the present, and the future. V'chikech kiyein hatoiv, v'chikech kiyein hatoiv, holech ledoidi l'meishar. Your mouth, chikech, your mouth, is like fine wine. Chikech kiyein hatoiv. The person is talking about the mouth of a Jew who's learning. Person who's learning. V'chikech kiyein hatoiv, the mouth of a Jew who's speaking words of Torah, is like good wine, like fine wine. Hoylech ledoidi l'meisharim. It doesn't stay in one place. Your mouth is like fine wine. It goes to my beloved in righteousness. I'm just translating the words. Hoylech ledoidi l'meisharim. Ledoidi, my beloved, the beloved. Knesset Yisrael, the Doid, the Kala. Doivev Sifsei Yeshena. In English, that my slumbering fathers, I looked this up, I don't say things like that. I would say my father's asleep, I wouldn't say slumbering. That my slumbering fathers will move their lips in approval. Again, let's put the whole thing in English. Your mouth is like fine wine. It goes to my beloved in righteousness, in truth, righteousness, that my slumbering fathers will move their lips in approval. Now you see in the note on the bottom 13, that's the Pasuk in Shir Shirim Perek Zayin, and Rav Tzvi Yehuda brings the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik Zayin. And the Gemara there in Daf Tzadik Zayin is tells us that Kol Talmid Chacham Sha'emim Dvar Shmuel Mipiv Ba'olam Hazeh Sifsois of Doivos Bekeva. That means that the Gemara is telling us that if you say something over from a Talmid Chacham who's no longer alive, you say some of his Torah over, then his lips move in the grave. Right? That's what the Gemara says. You say over a piece of Torah, you say something from a Talmid Chacham that's no longer amongst the living. The Gemara learns in this pasuk that Sifsoisov Daivavais Bekever, that the lips of that Talmid Chacham, of that Tzaddik, are moving together with you, with your uttering those words, the lips of the Talmid Chacham are moving in the grave. Sifsoisov Daivavais Bekever. So what's that about? Why did Rav Kook bring this pasuk at the end of this seif? What do you think? What's that? What does that have to do with anything? Your mouth is like fine wine. Chikech kiyein hatoiv hoylech ledoid l'misharim. Doivev sifsei yishayim. Any ideas? Avram?
That's the whole parish.
No?
Said,
no?
That when we say a dark, one word of Torah here, I can affect the Mimachet and unite Kol Yisrael living, and that Torah came from that person I'm saying over his Torah, so I connected to him, he's connected to me, and we're all connected together to Timbuktu.
To Moshe Rabbeinu, to Maimon HaSinai, and to the Bayoila.
Through the Nisham.
100%. So Sosav Daivavais Bekever, When a Jew sits over here in this world and he's learning, and the mashal with wine, that itself, to learn the mafarshim on the pasuk of the Yishim, why is it like?
When you touch wine, you're getting your fingers dirty. You can't get that dirt off. It has its effect of going.
It lingers. It stays. Wine intoxicates. Wine has hashpa. When it's latayiv, of course, we're talking about latayiv. The pasuk is using it as a mashal. Means it takes. They even say in the world that a person gets high. That in tumah is something which is very terrible. But what it means is that it goes to my beloved in righteousness. You think that you're saying words of Torah, and it's just I'm just sitting here in this little bismedrash, or I'm sitting in my own study or my own basement someplace trying to learn this piece of Torah. So what am I doing? Again, what am I affecting? What's happening? So like Avram said, that the slumbering fathers, you're saying over these Gemaras, you're saying over Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you're saying over Rashi, you're saying over Rabbeinu Tam, the slumbering fathers, their lips are moving in the grave. There is no separation between us when we say these words and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. There's no separation between us and Rabbi Akiva. When we're reaching into the roots of Knesset Yisrael, we're reaching beyond the past and the present and the future. We're connecting just one time. We're connecting everything together. We're connecting everything together. The kever is a place of death. There are bones in there. Maybe the bones have already, these bones are totally disintegrated. There's nothing there but dirt and ashes in these graves. And yet they're alive. He says that my slumbering fathers will move their lips in approval. Will move their lips, which Chazal say, Sifsoisav Daivavais Bekever. First of all, those Talmid Chacham that are in the grave, they never stop speaking to us. The words crossed over all generations. And they never stop influencing us. The Hashpah of Torah that you and I learn is not only a Hashpah that of this generation, of this time, of this world. It's Hashpah that crosses over worlds, time. When you're sitting and learning here, and you're moving your lips with those words of Torah, then you're reaching into that sherish of Nishmas Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, where everything is one, like if I'm said in the Torah, and all Yidden, and of all generations, everything is alive. You're bringing into life, you're activating everything. So you're saying over those words of Torah. Now we have to understand more about this. We're going to learn from the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, we'll just use it. This is something that's just in all of this form. But the Nefesh HaChaim, it's written in a very brief way, in a very, very clear way. The Talmud Chacham's Torah is going on, even though he's dead. The Talmud Chacham's Torah isn't dead. And therefore he's not. Yaakov Lemeis, Mazar B'chaim, Avu B'chaim, or what's Chaim and Chaim Elatari? It's Chaim Hila Machazikim, but the eighth Chaim is what we're talking about. The tree of life, which is always alive. I mentioned many times that when they called up Rav Soloveitchik to invite him, was the whatever anniversary it was the yard site of the Rambam. It was a big yard site of the Rambam, the 800th or something anniversary of the Rambam, the yard site of the Rambam. So they called the Lubavitch Rebbe from some the professors that were getting together to speak about Maimonides, you know, in the university. And they, and these were some, not from whatever, I don't know, professors, but they understood that that Rabbi Soloveitchik is a big expert in Maimonides. So they called up and they invited him to, would he deliver a lecture on the occasion of the yard site of the Rambam. And Rav Yosher Bez said, I hadn't heard that he died. I never heard that he passed away. No one told me. That's the difference between the university and Rav Yosher Bez, you understand? That's the difference between a professor and a Talmud Chacham. But a professor is dead. Eitz Hadas, information. Rav Yeshiva says, no one told him he died. Never heard about that. By him, the Rambam is alive and well. 100% alive. Every word that he said from the Rambam, everything is all suffice of Daivis Bekever, and he wasn't saying to be cute. That was the reality. That is the reality. Suffice of Daivis Bekever. In that world, the neshama is higher than death. There's only death when it comes to the guf. Rav Kook is talking about the world of Knesset Yisrael, the Eitz Chaim of Nishmas Yisrael. There's no death over there. The Rambam is alive in that place. The Rambam is alive. Vash is alive. Eliyahu is alive. Eliyahu.
Is that why the
Pesach
brings Yayin? Because Yayin is not like a physical. That's the rules of the physical world. The physical body gets worse in time.
Yain releases a person from their confinement.
When it's aged, it gets
better. Yeah, it gets. Oh, that's good. That's beautiful. Eliyahu said that the wine is aged, and it becomes more delicious over time. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's the tzaddikim who are in the grave, and the wine that takes a person beyond the confinements of physical reality. I mean, in a bad way. But in a good way, means that he's not limited. Mishnechlis Yain, he says Sayyid, Purim, and so on. Which is Purim is that thing, that day in this world that's not of this world. There's no other day like that. It's a day in this world that's not of this world. It's the name of Yain. But we need to finish the parak, which we'll do Mishnah next week. We'll finish the parak, and then we'll learn some Nefesh HaChaim, and that's only a way of getting us ready. Hashem, you'll see what's coming up in Parak Gimel. That should be a good Shabbos.